The way developed countries achieve this conjuring trick is not to include the footprint of all the economic activity outside their country. In other words, if goods were made in another country, usually a developing one, their emissions are not included in the declared figures. This is essentially just playing with numbers whilst taking little corrective action. There are four distinct foundations for the economy of tomorrow. Enterprise needs to be viewed as service, the quality of work as participation, the structure of investment as commitment, and the role of money as doing social good. Policies for a post-growth society must include establishing limits, which no one has done properly, countering consumerism, tackling inequality, and redefining or fixing economics. What's good about it? In 1970, a group of scientists called the Club of Rome created an analysis of the relationships between population, technology, industrial capital, agriculture, and environmental quality. They called it Limits to Growth, and it sold over 30 million copies. But we haven't paid much attention to its warnings. Our current direction of travel is entirely wrong. Emissions and resource use are rising, not falling. The pace of decoupling is painfully slow in comparison to what is really needed. And it's becoming slower, not faster, in recent decades. Cathexis is a term coined by consumer researcher Russ Belk to describe a process of attachment that leads us to think, and even feel, material possessions as part of the extended self. It could be this that goads us into buying too much stuff. This is sometimes described as ordinary people spending money they don't have on things they don't need to create impressions that won't last on people they don't care about. Escaping the iron cage of consumerism demands that we answer this question. Is the system in which our desire for novelty and status keeps the economic engine going still serving us, or are we now serving the system? One study actually shows a negative association between personal well-being and prioritisation of materialistic pursuits. Frugality seems harsh to us, but its linguistic roots don't lie in hardship, but in the Latin word for fruit. Being for the good fruit means being honest and temperate, dedicated to long-term flourishing, as vital for humans as for the earth itself. What do you have to watch? There is a lot of deep economic theory here to wade through, but it's worth it.